Okay. So we're up to
Mr. Boston, Mr. Tishka Hama.
Yeah, take that one.
So Lav Lamemra Shalo Yerushai Lahadlik Kodim Zmanza. So it doesn't mean the Rif is not trying to say or the Gemara or the Brisa that you're not allowed to light before Shkia.
Yeah.
The Shabbos is Shkiyah. The Shabbos proves it. Shetarach Lav Kodim Shkiyah Zechama. The Rabba. So the Shabbos proves it. You have to light before Shkiyah. According to Rabba, down the Shili Pirkin. The Mishetishka Chama the Benish Mashas. So once Shkias happens, it's Benish Mashas, and you can't light on Shabbos during Benish Mashas.
Right.
So therefore, you're going to have to light before Shkia, and clearly you're Yotze on Shabbos.
I wonder what does he do with Matzoi Shabbos?
And the first Shabbos you light afterwards. And he's just trying to prove that you're Yotze if you light before. Don't say you did it before.
And he's trying to prove it from Shabbos.
Yeah. So you can prove from Shabbos that you're Yotze if you light before. I guess from Otzi Shabbos, you can prove that you're Yotze if you light after.
From Otzi Shabbos? Yeah, but according to the Rambam, you're not Yotze if you light after.
The Rambam? That's a problem for the Rambam, though, no?
And he holds that you can light before sunset, and you can also light after Seshkohavim.
I mean, the logic would follow because he's proving it from Shabbos. He's not coming up with an idea of Shabbos changes the rules. He's deriving the general rules from Shabbos. But, I mean, it seems logical you could derive it from Motzei Shabbos also.
I know, but that wouldn't that be crazy? That you can light before Shkia and after Tzeis Kohavim? I mean, what kind of a Sirfa Parshas is that?
I don't know. I just know the Shabbos Hanukkah question, Rebbe. That's one of those we do every year, you know? There's no solution to this problem. Right here, does he bring up Motzei Shabbos? Does he mention it anywhere? I didn't look that far ahead, but
I did see one of the Rishonim, I forgot who, says that people walk around after Tzeis Kohavim. So that's why it holds you could do it.
On Motzei Shabbos or in general?
Oh, in general.
In general.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be right, but it wouldn't help the Rambam. Unless he holds that on Shabbos is a different Tichla Rego Menashuk. That the Tichla Rego is the people coming home from school.
Right, and presumably people make sure they're home by before Shkia. People go home early on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos.
Motzei Shabbos, they go home early? No, they go home after Shabbos. They go have Meirv and they go home.
Right, so that's good. So you light after. So it'll be singing.
But he's bringing Uriah straight. And apparently he holds it's one uniform time on Erev Shabbos and on every day. And that's his raya, that every day you could light a little bit before Shkia. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Rambam definitely doesn't know the way. Because he says Im Shkiasa. So then you have the problem of Erev Shabbos. I remember when we first started the yeshiva, when we first started to go through the sugyas, I remember that one year I recommended, I said, according to the Rambam, you should light it right before Shkia. like he says. But then I changed my mind because I said it's too dangerous.
Mm-hmm. I mean, on Shabbos, Rebbe?
It's too close.
Oh, yeah.
But he holds, according to him, on Erev Shabbos, he should light really a minute or two before Shkia.
How do you know it can't be 10, 15 minutes before 18 minutes? Like, how do you know you can't do that?
Because he says, go
further,
let's see.
Okay. So the Iker mitzvah is Misha Tishka Chama. So the Iker mitzvah is really Shkia. If you want to do it early, you're allowed to.
Right.
Right. It's funny what he means. What is Iker mitzvah and what does Imratz Lahakdim Makdim mean? Like, what is that? Is it not a mitzvah or is it just not Iker mitzvah if you do it early? Like, what is it? Aval midivrei bahag zal mira didafka nakam mishatishka chama. You really can't do it early. You have to do it only after Shkia. That there's no problem that after Shkia, it's a malacha, according to Rav Yosef against Rabba.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. He holds literally that Shabbos must be identical with the other Hadlakas. And I think you're right that he doesn't say Samach or Shkia. So it's Mashma before. How much before? I don't know. Maybe he holds Fragamenta. I don't know.
Maybe half an hour.
Or half an hour.
I don't know. Sometimes they have Chassi shows like Osman. I don't know. Maybe it's Plag.
It'll be as long as the candle will light. Is enough oil that it will light through the
Zman?
Should
light in the morning?
No, it can't be earlier in Plagamenta. But I think, Chaim, are you there? Somebody said that he doesn't mean close to Shkia, and he's right. He means before Shkia. I don't know how much before. But what does he mean by the Iker Mitzvah? That we have to define.
According to the Bahag, you're lighting Achar Shkia, Erev Shabbos?
Yeah, because he holds there's not Shabbos yet. His sheet is that Shabbos doesn't start until about, I think it's about 13 minutes later.
Okay.
Yeah, but we can't do that. But anyways, what does it mean by Iker Mitzvah?
You say that Iker Mitzvah just means simply that that's when your chiyav, your central mitzvah, your chayav to make sure the candle is lit from Shkia onwards. But there's no problem if you light it earlier, so long as it's definitely lit from Shkia and Ashetich L'Regel. That's the essential mitzvah. But you can do the mitzvah earlier, it's just that there's no chiyav to do it earlier. It's not even a kiyam. It's essentially the whole kiyam is really in the in from Shkia and onwards. That's when the Chiyuv is, that's when you have a Kiyum mitzvah, that's the essential mitzvah.
How you move work then?
So how can you do it before?
Because like you're doing a Maisa, which is going to produce a Nair that's lasting for the Zman Mitzvah. It's just at this point, you don't have to do it at this point. You can wait and do it later, but you're lighting the Nair Shel Mitzvah. You're doing the Maisa Mitzvah. It's just, you don't have to do it at this point. There's a window of time from Plaga Mincha until Shkia to light the candles. Any time in that window is fine, but once Shkia, you have to do it. By Shkia, you have to do it. That's the essential mitzvah that's lit during that time.
So you have to do it by Shkia. That's the
essential.
By Shkia, you have to do it.
Right,
sounds right. I still don't understand. What makes it the essential mitzvah and what makes it non-essential?
Because the essence of the mitzvah is that the Ner is Dalak from Shkia Shetech L'Regel. That's the essence of the mitzvah. So long as you light it and that occurs, you're doing the mitzvah. But it doesn't really make a difference how much earlier before Shkia you light it. You light it 10 minutes, half an hour, 5 minutes, 1 second. It's all just as good.
As long as it's Dalak afterwards, so then they're right, so I can light it in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Now, Rebbe, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you're tired, you could light it early.
Oh, really?
How much earlier?
I forget exactly what he says, but he said if you're tired the mitzvah, you could light it early.
Yes, I think you have to say like this, that the Ikar HaMitzvah is that it should be a hadlaka for Bein HaShemashes, because Shraga Betira Mayahanas, a candle in the daytime doesn't mean anything. But if you light it a little bit before, it's muchach that it's hadlaka for after Shia. It's muchach that you're lighting it for after Shia, because since Shraga Batira Mayahanas, I don't need a candle. So why am I lighting now? Because it's about to get dark. So it's still considered a hadlaka shelach hashkia, because it's muchach that I'm doing it for after shkia. But if you lit in the morning, that would be nothing. In other words, as nightfall is approaching, where you're going to need lights, if you light it when it's approaching, it's considered lighting it with shame, Bein HaShemashes. And that's why it has a din of a nair. But if you lit it in the morning, it wouldn't have a din of a nair, it wouldn't have a din of a bakash for Bein HaShemashes. So Bein HaShemashes would be nothing. So you could light it before, but it should be Karev of Bein HaShemashes. How close, I don't know. Leslie quoted a Ramah. I think he says, from Plaga Mincha, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe that's why Kriyas Megillah. I'm not sure. But anyways, it has to be during his Zman that the Hadlaka could be directed to that Zman after Shkia.
You're saying it really is a good Hadlaka when you do it 10 minutes before Shkia?
In other words,
a good Hadlaka?
The problem is Shraga Batira Mayahanas. That's the problem of Adlaka Kodam Benesh Mashmash. Because a candle is nothing in the daytime. So it's not a Hadlaka snare. So he holds that if the Hadlaka is a Hadlaka L'shem Achar Shtiyah, so that gets rid of the problem of Shraga Batira Mayahanas. But that's not the Ikra Mitzvah. The Ikra Mitzvah is to light it when it has a Shem Ner.
But what would you say if it goes out? Like you lit it, 20 minutes before Shkia, and then it goes out after 2 minutes. Would you say Zakukla in that case?
I think they say Ein Zakukla.
You mean still Ein Zakukla?
Yeah.
No, I think the opposite. I think by Erev Shabbos on Friday, they say then it is Zakukla. If I'm not mistaken, pretty sure. In the Mishnah Berurah, whatever. I don't remember who.
I don't know the Mishnah. I think it's a Rishon that says it, that you're not mechuyav to relight it.
Even though it was never lit during that Zman at all.
Yeah, maybe he says it here. Go over.
Okay. Dilo adlik madlik, kolomar, aval acha shir ze, ino madlik. But after this man, I guess the Tishka Chamash Tikkurah Mashuk, you can't light the Kusra Tosros, the Dafka Badera Shalahem, Shem Rabikim Bibachutz, Al Achsha, Shem Rabikim Abayas, Mifnim, the Chol Shaita Vishaita, Zmanehu, Darika Pritzuminis, Losan Elmdim Abayas, Mihu, Makachila, Mitzvah La'alik, Mishak Tishka Chamash, assume there's reason we're doing the mitzvahs. A little bit of a different point.
Yeah, what is this point?
Question is after, like the Motei Shabbos question. Can you light after this month? Acha Techol Ragam Hashuk, if you light it after Kol Ragam Hashuk, are you Yotze? That's the question of in the presume of the Anche Bat Beso. Well, I'm just asking in terms of the
he's saying with the Kiyum is Bifnim.
You're right, but he's dealing with lighting it after this month, not lighting it before this month.
That's right.
Right. No, I was just asking the prior question, when you light before this month, if are you really doing the Maaseh Mitzvah and Hablakos and Mitzvah, then if it goes out, even though it's, it's still before Shkia, you shouldn't be zakuk to it because you did the Mitzvah.
That's right. But Rabbi Mann says that the Mishnah Berurah says that he's a zakuka.
Rabbi Mann saying.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I don't have it in front of me. I'm pretty sure that they make the point that on Friday it's different. That's
Well, that's a whole different shot. Because if you're going to say that you have a kiyum mitzvah, if you light a little bit before, so it should be zakuka.
Right, and also it would be according to what our man is saying that if it goes out, then you should have a bracha vatala. No, wouldn't it end up being a bracha vatala because you're basically saying there was no kiyum mitzvah. You should have to make the brachas again.
That's true. You see, the difference would be according to him or according to the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that it's always in shkiyos. So what does he do with Erev Shabbos? So you could say that Erev Shabbos is different because it's Yefshur. Since it's Yefshur, so it's Mucha, that he's being Mavlik, it's a later. Well, like the Rav said, the Rav wanted to say that they gave it a din of Lanair. That was one terz. Yeah, we had a different terz. If they gave it to the Nair, then it should be Kostain's Zavur. But I think we had a different terz. I think I mentioned it last year. Hey, just give me a second. Now what? Oh, yeah. We said that the halacha is the halacha is that the hadlaka has to be the causative agent of the nerchai. So if it's on a regular day, so then you light it in shkiyasa. But if you can't do it because of Shabbos, so that moves the causative agent back. Now, the only causative agent could be before. I think we said something like that.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe I found the lacha.
Yeah, there were.
The chaver says, "Adlako samitzu lefikach and kavza kodem shavars mana ino zakukla. Afilu kavza b'erev Shabbos kodem kabbalah Shabbos she'adayin hu mibod yom ein zakukla."
Oh, okay, good.
And they bring the Mishnah brings down that the Taz argues. He holds Kodin Kabbalah Shabbat, Shiesha Dayan Heter Lahadlik, Mechuyav Lasser Lahadlik, Ubali Bracha.
Yeah, okay, that's the Taz.
But I mean, Machaber is it. Oh, he quotes the Chumash Hadashah, Rabbi. The Machaber, the Bergola says, it's Chumash Hadashah.
Yeah, I would go with him. So basically, we would say. That makes sense. It makes more sense that way. Because if it's...
The Taz is just saying that he is as far to say to your chayim to, maybe like Rabbi Mamla say, and he says, believe Racha, because he's choshish for the Tasa Mechaber. But in Hanami, really, if you hold that your chayim, Zachat law, you would make a bracha.
Right, but... If you're going to say that Erev Shabbos is a Maisa Mitzvah, it's very hard to reconcile that with the idea that Kofsa is Zokopo.
But can you say, like we said yesterday, that it's like a rekindling of the original flame, so that's why you don't make a bracha?
No, that's something else. But the question is, am I Mechuyev to realize? It's very hard to say that before Shkia on Shabbos it has a din of Adlaka, has a din of a mitzvah. If it's a Maisa mitzvah, so then Kofsa and Zavavah, like the Ramah says. Who is it? The Ramah or the Shulchan Aruch?
The
Mechaber. The Mechaber, yeah, Mechaber
Shem. Could you say that it only becomes Maisa of Adlaka near Hanukkah at Shkia? Like once the candle makes it to Shkia, then Maflea is a Laka near Shal Chanukah. But if it never makes it till Shkia, then how could you say it's a near Shal Chanukah?
Or along those lines that Aaron is saying, can you separate and say that's the Maisa HaMitzvah, but the Chesed, the near Shal Pirsim doesn't function as a near Shal Pirsim until Shkia. But he did the Maisa, you're splitting up, he did the Maisa, that's the causative agent. But the Chesed comes into being at Shkia. So if it never came into being, then you have to relight it. Even though you did the Maisa HaMitzvah.
Well, that would be hard to say because
the Kiyum.
On the Omer holds Kofsa Ein Zavavla, he holds all you have to do is do a Maisa of being Madlik, and there's your person.
Yeah, but at that moment, when you did it,
you
created the Nershal person at that point.
Normally, when did you create the Nershal person?
When you lit it.
So then it ends over.
No, because you lit it at Shkia.
I don't get it.
The mayor functions as an Ashel Pearson, that's Shkia.
So then you're into a Maisa, being Madlik, an Ashel Pearson.
No, but you did the Maisa, which is going to result in that.
You're saying it's the causative agent. So you.
The same thing is true if the wind blows it out. I lit it and the wind blew it out. It never became an Eshel Pearson.
No, but there was an Eshel Pearson. For a few moments, it was an Eshel Pearson.
At the moment it was lit, it was an Eshel Pearson. Then the wind blew it out. So you fulfilled your obligation.
But can we? I'm saying perhaps we can differentiate. This is the Maisa. It's kind of like when Moshe separated the three cities on the other side. So it wasn't complete. But he did the Maisa. It's considered a Maisa mitzvah. Here's the Maisa mitzvah, which means to be the causative agent, and the entity will come into being a few minutes later when it's Shkia.
I don't get that. I don't get that complication. Either it's a Maisa mitzvah, or it's not. If it's a Maisa mitzvah, so I fulfilled it. In other words, I set it up to be a Ner Shel Pearson after Shkia, and that's all I'm chayav to do. And once I did that, if it goes out, it's not my problem. And if you're going to say I didn't set it up to be a Ner Shel Pearson after Shkia, so then I wasn't the kind of mitzvah.
Well, what about the split we had yesterday? In other words, that there's Hadlaka and then there's the Gavra being a Mefarsim.
That's the difference. That's a different thing altogether. There you're saying that it's lacking in the Gavra Mefarsim. But not in the Maisa. But here you want to differentiate in the Maisa, but you can't differentiate if you're going to say it's a Maisa Mitzvah.
Are you saying it's a Ner Shel Pearson before Shkia?
That's right. You set up a Ner Shel Pearson before Shkia because since it's Efter, you're setting up a Ner Shel Pearson that's going to go after Shkia.
Well, it's not Efter, Rabbi. On Tuesday, according to the Ron, you're allowed to do this on a regular day of the week.
That's right. So he would also cost things as well.
Yeah, but it's not Efshar. Is it a Ner Shel Pearson 20 minutes before Shkia because you decided to do it earlier?
It's a Maisa, a mitzvah of setting up a Ner Shel Pearson.
Yeah, but when does the Chesed become a Ner Shel Pearson? At Shkia or right away?
Well, all you have to do is set it up. You don't have to wait till it becomes a Ner Shel Pearson. That's the whole concept of Kosher Zorua. That if it goes out in a second, there's no, where's the Ner Shel Pearson?
You had a Ner Shel Pearson for a few seconds.
No, but then if that was considered a Ner Shel Pearson, so you wouldn't have to say Kosher is Ein Zav. You just say that you had a Ner Shel Pearson.
Yeah, but if you hold Kosher Zakakal, you're saying the key is not just the luck of a Ner Shel Pearson, it's to have a Ner Shel Pearson for the entire month. So therefore, Zakakal.
One second. Well, let's be logical about this. If you hold Kavsa Zakakla, so you hold that the Pearson must materialize. It must be actualized.
But it holds man.
What?
For the holds man, though, for the Misha Tish from Shkia until Asha Tichla Regim and Ashraf.
That's right. So, it has to be lit the entire time.
Right.
Yeah, but if you hold tough sayings of the law, so you hold, I don't care about Pearson. Because Pearson is really for the entire duration. But as long as I set up a Nair that is capable of Pearson, I did my Maisa Mitzvah and I'm finished. So that wouldn't make any difference whether it's Erev Shabbos, whether it's a regular day.
So you're saying if it goes out at any point, it's not a Ner Shel Pearson. Even if it goes out in the middle of Benish Mashal, it's still not a Ner Shel Pearson. But my mitzvah is to set up a Ner that was capable of Pearson.
That's right.
So you're saying you're doing that even 20 minutes before Shkia. You did that Maisa. It could have lasted through Shkia.
That's right.
But you're saying it's not actually Ner Shel Pearson unless it goes the whole Zman.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And what about a roulette? If a roulette sees it, could he make a shahana?
I don't think it's a logical chiluk. I think logically you're going to have to say they're both identical.
Well, what's identical?
Whether you lived before or whether you lived on Shkia.
Right. And what would you say about the roulette? Could he make a brichas a roulette on the candle before Shkia?
That's a good question.
I think maybe a proof to what you're saying, Rabbi Chait, is that even on Friday when you light it earlier, you make the bracha of Sha'as Anisim.
That's right.
That would presuppose an initial fearsome.
That's right. You're right.
Maybe that's just part of the halakha. That bracha can be part of the halakha itself, no?
Well, it's a machlokes. And nobody knows you can't say it. I think it's a good raya.
You mean even a roa can make a bracha on the candle when he sees it before Shkia?
That's right. Because it's a ner shel pirsum.
It's a ner shel pirsum because it's designated to last, to be lit during, from Shkia to El Asher Techa. Even though right now it's not doing that, since that's what it's omed for, it becomes ner shel pirsum right away.
Yeah, that would seem to be logical.
And the sheet of the Taz is difficult.
Yeah, Taz. Yeah, the rev held of the shach was a bigger love. Yeah, it's a hard story. The Taz is hard. I don't know.
Isn't it amazing that the Rambam didn't address the issue of Shabbos?
Yeah, that's true. That's why I think we wanted to introduce the idea of being the cause of evasions. That on Erev Shabbos, that's the only way you could be the cause of evasion.
Still something you'd expect the Rambam to address.
What's that?
I mean, it's the kind of thing you'd normally expect the Rambam to address. And on Erev Shabbos, once he tells you it has to be right at Shkia,
right.
And he would say, and on Erev Shabbos when you can, and on Motzei Shabbos, he would tell you what to do. It's like strange that he just doesn't.
Yeah, it is true. You would hope that he would explain it.
That would be his normal style in most places, you know, that type of a issue. It's right there, and he always explains that kind of thing.
That's true.
Maybe there's a missing Rambam someone will discover one day.
Yeah. I don't think Kafach has it.
No. We'd know about it.
Right. Okay, so just one second. So he holds, the Rambam holds, that there doesn't have to be a consistency between Erev Shabbos and Sheor Yemos Chanukah. But the, who are we doing now, the Rashba?
The Ran, I think.
Yeah, the Ran holds that it must be consistent. That Erev Shabbos must be consistent with the rest of the Avakas. You can't say that because it's Erev Shabbos that you have to light earlier. Because he holds Mamonashah. That if you're going to say that Shraga B'tir Mayahanis, so it's not considered Halakas Ner, so what are you going to do? You shouldn't have to light Erev Shabbos. He doesn't like that possibility that the Rav wanted to say that Erev Shabbos though mechadish it in there. I guess that's like a far move. But after Shabbos, he's not concerned because that's not a problem of making a nair. In other words, he held, if Erev Shabbos, if you always have to be Madlik B'Shkiah, so then Erev Shabbos, you're not going to have a nair. And that's an impossible bridge to cross. But Motzoi Shabbos is no problem because there you have a nair. It's just a question of the type of person. So there you can say it's a different type of person. That doesn't bother. But the Rambam held there's no reason to have a consistency. And he held, apparently, that because of Hilchus Shabbos, the Adlaka, that's Efsher, acquires a din of Adlaka Sanera. Because there's no other way that he could be the cause of evasion. In other words, I think we had it a little better, that he has to be the proximate cause of the Adlaka. That's the way I think we had it. So ordinarily, if he lights it before, he's not the proximate cause, because he should have lit it at Shkia. But on Shabbos, since you can't light it at Shkia, so he's the proximate cause. I think that's more precise.
This is what you said last year.
Yeah, who's that?
Mark, this is what you said last year, because there's a whole follow-up discussion about what you meant by proximate cause.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good. Okay, so where are we at?
Okay. The second issue of lighting it after the Motzei Shabbos question. So if you light it after the Shiur, Ron says it's no good.
Say it again.
If you light it after the Zman of Achatechorego Minashuk, so the Ram said, Aval Achar Shirze Eino Madla. You can't light it afterwards.
Correct.
And then he quotes Tosos, who says that was only then, but nowadays where the fearsome is in it for the B'nai Beso,
so then
it makes no difference. It makes no difference at all. The only thing is the reason with the Mitzvos, but basically there's no real difference when you light it.
Right. Right. So what's your point?
No, you're just asking me what we're up to, that's all. why are you pointing it around? Why can't you derive from Motzei Shabbos that you can light after this month?
Because Motzei Shabbos, I would say that there's a different person, because people go out because of Shabbos.
I know, but isn't his theory that the is one uniform formulation for all the days?
Yeah, but it goes by the actuality of the Pearson. So on Motzei Shabbos, you have a different actual. You have a different Metzius. People go out most of the Shabbos because they're locked up in the house the whole Shabbos.
Okay, so what about nowadays if you live in New York City? Then he would agree it's also fine? Forgetting about the Tosos idea. Does it really go by the Metzius of where you live then? Like, why is Shabbos different than New York City?
The Rav one time said that in New York City that there are two Tichlei Regel Mashuk. One is when they go home from work, and the second one is when they go out to the theater.
Is that a specific zman, or that just means the rest of the night?
I don't know. What time did they get home from the theater?
I hate going to the theater.
But he said that in New York City there's two Tichlei Regel Mashuks. That one is going because in New York City it's a fancy place, so people go out at night. But if you live in a hick town, at nighttime it's dead.
But is he saying that
Lakula
Rebbe or
Lachumra? I think he held Lakula. Because that's what he said.
But not that you'd have to light for both mana.
That what?
He's not saying you have to, your candle has to be lit for the both mana.
No. No, he definitely didn't hold that.
Okay. I could see you saying that. That's a tichla, I mean, 6 hours, 8 hours or something.
In other words, you got your piercing ready. So you don't have to do it again.
No, but you might say that the sheer of oil that you need in the candle has to be able to last for the, until, I don't know, till midnight or something, because that's when people are still coming home. Like, how much oil do you really need now? Do you need oil just for the first half an hour, or do you really need it for like 6 hours or 8 hours or something?
Well, I mean, if you're going to say that there's two times of piercing, so, and you yotze with each time, so I would say you need as much oil as you would need for each time, for one time.
Right. But two separate mono.
Right. Right. Okay, so where are we here? What's next?
The idea of Tosos, that it doesn't matter anymore what time, when you do it?
You mean because we're modeled for the Vene Bias?
Right.
Yeah, but we do that already. Let me see if there's something new. Yeah. The next run has something very interesting.
Nami Euro?
Yeah.
The issue about Pazizam, she might have the lekes of the lechens. I could see her as that, the Rotalachosa of the Stamish or Harashus Piada.
In other words, right after this man, if the candle is still burning, you could use it. Right?
Right.
That makes sense because this man mitzvah is over, so it's not a nershal mitzvah. And why can't you use it? Go ahead.
The near mitzvah she'im kavsa she'muti lehistapik min hashemen.
That's right.
Right? If you could use the candle itself, pashut, you could just use the oil for something else. I mean, using the candle is using the oil.
That's right. So after the time, a half hour, whatever it is, so you could put the candle out, you could use the oil.
Right. The time of the milsa, lefisha lo hiksa osa, ala la mitzvasa. The Hainu called Mansha Delekas Olechas, the Soch's Man Mitzvasa. So it's only set aside for these Man Mitzvah itself. Aval Kavsa, once you put it out, Mutter, Domidate Sukkah, Vinoyel, Shemutarim Acher Achag.
Right, that's straight logic. Okay.
Ava mixas minagonim zal. Amru. The im kavsa, the nisha shem and benair, but yom rishon, mosif alav amali b'yom sheni. The chayim, the shah yamim. The im.
That is nisha. In other words, you can't use it after the zman. But you have to take that oil and use it for the next day. Because it was hooked to a mitzvah. But the question is, who says it? Where did you get that from? I mean, huksul mitzvah means as long as it's a mitzvah. But once the mitzvah is over, where's the huksul mitzvah?
Well,
but go ahead, go further.
Achron, of itself from Kamo, and if you have any leftover after the 8 days, basically light it all up and burn it. Sherei hooks on the blossom. So all the oil you can't be used basically even on the after last day.
Yeah, that's really one. Because I can understand if you tell me that you want me to use the leftover for the next day. But on the ninth day, I don't think anybody's matzah. So why should I have to take all the oil and burn it?
You don't have to burn down the Atzei Sukkah when you're done after the holiday.
That's right. That's right. Okay, go ahead.
You have to be involved between the Atzei Sukkah, that after the Chag, it's Mutter.
He takes up Ben's question.
So there you're only setting it aside for the days of Sukkot, and because they're normally they last after the Chag. So you weren't like completely just designating their entire being, their entire existence is for the Chag, just for these Zman of the Chag? Because you know right. They're going to exist after the Chag. The oil and the wicks, which normally are consumed completely. A person's not looking, when's he going to go out, when's he going to go out? The nishtayiru, and if some of them by chance happen to be left over, because like a wind blew it out, harehi nasturin, sherehiktos and legami lemitzvasan, v'domalati yisukav and oyash, and nachal b'chag, shasurin. And it's similar to the case of noisukka, which fall down during the chag, which are asr. Kidemuch, because you assumed it was going to be up the whole chag, even though it fell down. Kidemuchach, b'mesechas beitza, perakamevi. And it's not the same, like the Gemara says, it's not the same as Ner Shabbos, which is usually designated fully for the mitzvah. It's not like Ner Shabbos. Ner Shabbos, in theory, you'd say the same thing, which is hooked to a mitzvah for the entire, it usually burns the entire Shabbos.
Right.
But still, in Hashem and Upsila. But if it goes out, let's say it doesn't burn the whole Friday night, you're allowed to be nana from it after Shabbos.
I'll make a whole fire after Shabbos.
Right. You don't make it that long. Mishum dahasam afel the dolek lemitzvaso nana mimenu mashen came in Hanukkah. Yeah, because there by near Shabbos, it's a near of tashmish. It's for oneg. So there's no you're allowed to be mishamish with it for your general hanas. So therefore, there's no problem to be nana for on call for regular use. But near Hanukkah, it's hooked to mitzvah away from your own personal hanas, and therefore, since all the oil in the that you put in the candle is for the mitzvah, not for your hana, away from your hana, no matter what happens, you can't use it.
And there, Shabbos.
Near Shabbos, you can use it on Shabbos itself. You're allowed to be mishtamish with the or on Shabbos. I mean, you can't move it, but I mean, you're eating by the candle. You're using it for divrei hana.
Yeah, but isn't that the mitzvah?
Yeah, but the mitzvah does not entail a huktzah away from your manah. You're masses away from your own personal anah for the mitzvah. But Shabbat, the very hana is the mitzvah, so there's no problem. There's no huktzah.
Well, why don't I say it was huktzah hana Shabbos?
Okay, is there such a thing like that? You know, Nick, you say mitzvah's the one. The hana of Shabbos is not the hana of
Chol.
Right. Right, okay. Good question.
So,
what's that?
You could say that you could have to save it till next Shabbos.
Okay. But regardless, you could say that it was hooked for on a Shabbos.
Okay. Rebbe?
Yeah.
I mean, he seems to be saying that the Das Hagavra is distinct in each of the three cases. By Noi Sukkah, he expects it to be hooked to the mitzvah for all 8 days, and he expects it to get back at the end. By Chanukah, he expects to use the entirety of the oil for the mitzvah, and that's his das, the beginning, when he puts it in his nair for Chanukah. And then by Shabbos, his das is apparently for his own personal hana, and he plans to use this particular candle to be yotzei oneg, but fundamentally, his das is that this nair will be used for his hana, which does differentiate after the fact between Chol and Shabbos.
Yeah, but by Sukkah also, isn't it true that you're allowed to use the Sukkah for your Hana?
Mm-hmm. You're not allowed to use the Afi Sukkah themselves for your Hana.
Yeah, but I could be Nana from the Schach. It's a hot day.
Yeah, but if you want to do something else, then you can't do that.
And on Shabbos?
Whatever you want to do with the Nair, you can use the Nair for anything, any purpose you want to use, intrinsically.
So therefore?
There's no element of the Haktzah of Shabbos which is away from your personal usages. There's no restriction. The fact that it's a Ner Shabbos does not restrict your attachments at all.
Right, but still, why can't you say that it's restricted from Shabbos? I think because he's saying if he would say it like that, you have to say it's a Ner Shel Mitzvah, and the Tashmish of Onik Shabbos is a Matir of being Mishtamish in the Ur. If I don't have that Matir, I can't use it. But that's not the case. It's not the halacha that the Ner Shel Shabbos is a Ner Shel Mitzvah. And the Tashmish, the Shem Shabbos, is Matir. There simply is no Issa Tashmish. Do you know what I mean? Because, in other words, the whole purpose of the Ner Shel Shabbos is so I should have light on Shabbos. So you can't say it's a Ner Shel Mitzvah and the Matir and Tashmish is on the Shabbos. Because what kind of a Ner Shel Mitzvah would it be? It's a Ner for on the Shabbos. So it's a Ner for Hanukkah. Now that's why after Shabbos you can't say that it was only designated for Onik Shabbos. Because that would imply that Onik Shabbos is a matir on the Tashmish of the Nair. And that kind of a formulation you can't have. Because it would have to be another mitzvah. So you have to say that there's no Isser Tashmish at all. And that's why it's Mutar on Shabbos. So if there's no Isser Tashmish at all, so B'chol, it's also Mutar. In other words, you can't formulate it in a way that on Shabbos it's Mutar because of Onik Shabbos, and on Chol it's and on Chol it's also, because it's not Onik Shabbos. Because if it was formulated in that way, you'd have to say that it's formulated, it's designated exclusively for Hanos Onik Shabbos. So that would mean that Hanos Onik Shabbos is Matir the Tashmish of the Ner. But you don't need the Matir. Because it's not a national mitzvah at all in its own right. So the only way you can formulate it is that there simply is no Issa Tashmish. So then behold, it's going to be Mutter too. Do you know what I'm getting at?
And Ase Sukkah?
What's that?
What is Ase Sukkah? Is the usage for Schach a Matir, or do you just...
Yes, a Matir. Because we say, Kishem Shechol, Shem Shemayim Allah, Kachol Shem Shemayim Allah Sukkah. So it's a Matir, a Shtamshus, for the Mitzvah Sukkah. And that's why you can't use it for anything else. It's not simply that there's no Isser Shtamshus. Zohar Raya, if you have no Sukkah, you can't take it out of the Sukkah. Because it's designated for the Hanoa of Mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah. So that's a different formulation. That formulation is possible. But you can't make such a formulation on Shabbos.
Why is it a matir for the Atzei Sukkah? Isn't it just the Oser is because it's designated for usage of Sukkah, no?
It's a mitzvah Sukkah.
Right. But you can't use it for your own thing because it's designated for mitzvah Sukkah.
That's correct.
Here, the candle is designated for Mitzvah Onik Shabbos, so you can't use it or something else.
No, that's not true. Because in order to do that, you have to say that it's a Ner Shel Mitzvah. And the only reason I could use it is because it's on a Shabbos.
But well, that is the mitzvah. Mitzvah is on a Shabbos.
It's not possible to formulate it that way. In other words, you're going to have to say it's a Ner Shel Mitzvah. And that it's only, the Tashmish is only Mutter L'shem on a Shabbos. But there's no halacha later. And there would be no reason for them to make such a formulation. They simply said there's no Issa Tashmish.
Why is it your maktzeh for usage of Shabbos, for Tashmish or Shabbos? That's mitzvah.
But every Tashmish that you're going to use is going to be a Tashmish or Shabbos.
Only the ones on Shabbos, but the ones on Chol won't be.
Yeah, but then you're going to have to say that the Ner is really a Ner that's Kavua L'Chol and Kavua L'Shabbos, and it's only Mutter on Shabbos.
No, I'm the Matzah of a Ner for Mitzvahs on Shabbos, and therefore I can't use it for something.
Yeah, but Matzah means that there's another use.
Yeah,
there's reason to be Matzah. If there's no other use, that's what he says.
have a thing of oil, and on Makseh, oil theoretically could be used on Chol, could be used on Shabbos, and now on Makseh for Shabbos.
No, but you're not. Because there's no reason to do that. Since all the uses on Shabbos are mutter, there's no reason to be mocked. Read his lesson. Exactly.
Okay.
Because even when it's doleg l'mitzvaso on Shabbos, so every hanah is mutter. So you can't have a formulation of aksah. In other words, if every use is mutter, what do you need aksah for? All you need is halacha to light a nair.
It would be like saying that the chumlin you made for Shabbos, you can't eat after Shabbos.
Right. There's no sense to aksoya. In other words, there's no reason to formulate it that way. Because there's nothing, you don't have to exclude anything. So all you have to do is say right in there. See, I would say different. I would say that by Ner Shabbos, the Ner is Nechef Shamatza. It's just a Hechi Timtza of Or. In other words, the Ner is not really a Ner Shamatza. It's just that you need light. And this is a Hechitim Sevla. If you had another kind of light, you wouldn't need them there. Like today, they have these plastic things that make light. Or you have electricity.
Yeah, that's why they have the sheeters to say you can make the halakha snare on the electric candelabra.
That's right. So, and the bracha you make is Bahadlik or Shal Shabbos.
Right.
So you have to make sure that there's or, but the chester is not a chester shalmas. That's what I was saying, but I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying the other way, that there's no way to formulate aktsor where everything is mutter. In other words, there's no need to. You can't say your word is going to use it for chol. I mean, that doesn't make sense. But if on Shabbos there were two sets of activities, and one was mutter, one was usher, then you have a tzar. I think he's laying down a fundamental yisod in halachic definitions.
Rebbe?
Yep.
What's the Gaonim's argument that a person is not mitzapa when the nair is going to go out? Like the riff is just saying you're going to put it out. When in his mind, you'll put it out so you can use it for something else.
You're absolutely right. These goyim, this is really the shiltas. And it's very difficult. Because what does he mean? Not Yosher HaMetzavah. The fact is, it's only an Eshel Mitzvah as long as it's Pearson. And why am I lighting it? So it should be an Eshel Pearson. And after this month, it's not. So it's not, it's not, it was never hooked for after this month. It's hard to understand what the Shilpas is talking about.
Is it possible he holds that you're not allowed to put it out?
He doesn't say that.
Well, they imply it. They say that when the Machalik, he says, the Hasam Lamatsu Rabbi Mechag, which is certainly Zohar Acher Chag, Lamatsu Lamatsu Lagami, I will show him to you, which is certainly Zohar Lagami.
What does he mean, Legamri? It's not Legamri, he's doing it for Ner Hanukkah.
But once you light the oil on fire, the whole thing's going to burn, unless it magically goes out on its own.
Okay, but it's true it's going to burn, but it's not going to burn as a Chester Shom Mitzvah.
I know, but basically you're designating all this oil basically for your mitzvah because your mitzvah is going to entail full consumption of the oil.
I don't get that. I'm only designating that which I need for the mitzvah of Persumenes and Ner Hanukkah.
Yeah, but whatever you put into that oil cup is going to burn.
So what do I care? So I'll use it.
Yeah, but therefore, you're only going to put in as much as you want, as much as is needed for the mitzvah. If you put in, because it's all going to get burnt. I mean, you're not
saying I'm saving. So it'll get burnt, but I could use it if it's man of the nair.
If it goes out on its own.
Yeah. Or if I put it out.
Because in your mind, you've already separated that off, and you're not going to end up using that. That's going to end up getting burnt. Most of it is a mitzvah, and some of it will just get burnt as a remnant. But in your mind, you're not going to use that oil anymore.
So what is that, a rove? I mean, where does he get this from? The whole thing in the shiltas is very difficult. What else does he say? Is that it?
I mean, he has that first part of the riff. I think it's arguing the shiltos about whether you're allowed to put it out yourself after the Zman Mitzvah.
Yeah, but the whole thing is unintelligible. Okay, let's... Yeah, that's right. Just a second. Yeah, who holds this way? The Rush holds this way. The Rush brings it down. Yeah, take a look at the Rush. That's the way we're knowing, like the Shiltas. Where is the Rush? Just give me a second. Yeah. Do you see the Rosh on the Yud Beis Ostes?
Yeah.
Okay, read it.
Shilta de Rachai, Mirachanika Shahosir Boshaman, Malu Sarah Lazar. Bashma. The Tanar Bana, Mirachanika Shahosir Boshaman, Biyam Rishon, most of Allah, Madliko Biyam Shaining.
That's not a Gemara, that's a Shultis.
Yeah, right. That's not.
Yeah, so he holds like the Shultis.
Right, I didn't really explain it too much, though.
What's that?
He doesn't really explain it very much.
Now, take a look at the Ritva.
Where's I'm trying to find it. What's the after that one?
It's on in the Ritva. It should be on Chaf Aleph on the Bez, no? Is it at the end? Let's see, where's the Rosh at it? Yeah, the Rosh has it at the end. After Atsunoi. So maybe the Ritva has it there.
Yeah, in the Ritva, if you have the most honor of Cook, it's Kuf Zion. And it's on Chaf Aleph Ahmed Base. It says Inami the Shiura.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, so, okay, so somebody read it.
Inami
the
Shiura. Even if the amount that you that should have lit the whole zman, if it goes there by itself, you can be nana from it.
Right. In other words, he wants to tell you that you can't be, you can't say that you're magdish this oil for tomorrow.
But what about when it goes out early? He's saying if it goes out early, then you can use it for your personal purposes because it's not bizei mitzvah.
That's right.
But what about that other svar that we had that if you relight it, it's still a chetz of a persim? So according to your buff, I relight it.
But that's only until this month.
Yeah, but he's saying even within this month. Oh, you mean if it goes out within this month, you can light it after this month and be nana from it?
Right. If it goes out within this mind, you can rewrite it, and then after this mind, you can use it.
Right, but you mean if you rewrite it within this mind, it would still be off to count money to buy it?
Yes. Because of Bezu Mitzvah.
Right, because it's from yesterday, even though you don't have to relight it, if you relight it, the chatz is still within of a nearshal person.
That's right.
Okay. He's just saying if it goes out during this month, you could relight it after this month. Okay, fine. The adith may ifresh shiva estrogim or shiva yamim. So it's even better than that case. Isn't it the same halacha as that case?
That way he's mafresh what a wolf every day.
So then he can be nana each day after he does the mitzvah. He can be nana from it, right?
That's right. So he's saying the same thing here.
Right, you don't understand why things are different. It sounds like it's the same malacha, but okay. Is that bara? The lo kedivrei ha'omrim she'asher lehanos mishiari pesilos v'shemen. The neiros Hanukkah, ki im the neir Hanukkah. You're not allowed to be nene for the pesilos v'shemen, except for like another neir Hanukkah. The mashavisha mikol ha'shmoni yamim usalo medura v'starfo o v'huktzlo mitzvaso k'mo shekasev mikzas ha'taisos. She's arguing why. Because it's hooked to the mitzvah, it was only Zman Kavua. Di lo tashmishe mitzvah, di lo tashmishe mitzvah, hech nizrakin. Must be ilav, no? Ilav tashmishe mitzvah, hech nizrakin.
So, right.
Since it's only hooked to the Zman Kavua, so therefore, once that Zman's over, it's mutter. Otherwise, tashmishe mitzvah, how could you just be zorike? Elevade kedamun, bein lefakri, whatever klal.
Elevada
kedamran, that tashmishe mitzvah is rocket, and since it's hooked up for Zman kavua, once that Zman is over, it's mutter. Bein lefakri, whatever klal.
He's pretty tough.
Yeah.
And he makes sense because the whole halacha is bizum mitzvah, and when it's once the mitzvah is over, there's no bizum mitzvah. Take a look at the Taisus of Mendal Amal
Shebinir. Shebekara also of Reb Shimon Matir.
Yeah.
Shimon Matir, the Acha Shabbos Mutter Afir Reb Yehuda. This is dealing with Ner Shabbos. This case.
Apparently, yeah.
Apparently. Okay. Come on, Gabi Noisuka, Osili Stapik Mehem, Ad Motzi Yandav Achron, Al Bachah, Al Basar Achishari, but after the Chag, it's Mutter. The Kashi Lari, the Maishna, Minir Chanaka, why is the Chanaka, the Tanya, Kava, I think you might be quoting the Shiotos, right? This is not in the Shas. This is the Shiotos.
Right.
Tanya says in the Shiotos, Kavol leil rishon Moses for love leil beis umadik bo kavol leil ches osul amadura b'fnei atzma b'neishivuk tam mitzvasno. Why was there in Sui Naisuka and against the Shabbos case and their Chanukah? The Omeri the near Chanukah ikaro lo lahanaso ba ela lepersume nisa. So essentially, near Chanukah is only coming not for your own personal benefit, rather for persume nisa. Because of the chavivus of Yeshua Menisa, you're not hopeful that it goes out. You wish it would light the whole time. Ella matzilagami the mitzvah. You set it off entirely for the mitzvah. Hopefully, it keeps burning throughout the night. That's interesting. I mean, who's going to put it out? What kind of guy puts out the Ner Chanukah, even though it's man passing? Right, that's a lack of chavivas or mitzvah. Avomir Shabbos lahanasava. It's coming for your own hana. Yoshiva mitzapa shiichpe. So after you finish eating your meal, you sit by the candle and you just keep waiting and hoping that it goes out, so you save a little money so you could use it for later. Ulaka mutter. Therefore, there's no problem. That's interesting.
Yeah. So what did he say? What's this chavivus on mitzvah?
You hope that the candle, the Ner Chanukah, keeps burning all the candle in the Ner. You don't want it to go, even though this man mitzvah is technically over, you still want it to keep going because of the chavivus of the nes. You know, like, I don't know, I guess technically there's no mitzvah, but like philosophically there's a kiyum persumei nisa, and therefore you want it to keep going.
Yeah, but what do you want? The fact is, it can't. It's not going to keep going, and it's not a mitzvah.
Well, Well, I mean, it will keep going. It's very possible that it keeps going and burns out throughout the night. You know, it might not blow out.
Yeah, but if it keeps going, it's not going as a persona nisa, because this mind piercing is over.
I mean, you know, people still see it. There's some, you know, there's some philosophically they're still persona nisa.
That what?
Philosophically, they're still persona nisa. Like, I mean, halachically, it's over, but, like, they're still, you know, practically, there's persona nisa. People see it in the street or whatever. If MA sees it.
No, but so everybody went home.
You know,
it was called the Regal Menashuk.
You like the candle, though. You like it going. It makes you feel good.
So does it rub down.
Come on, Rabbi. You don't put out your candles. I know you don't put out your Hanukkah candles.
See, I think he means something else. What he means is that it's a mitzvah for a person to give from his nechosim, or the tzorach mitzvah. That itself is like a Kedushas Yisrael. That I take part of my nechosim and I set them aside for mitzvah. So therefore it has Kedusha. The Kedusha is noveh from the Gavr, from the fact that as a member of Klal Yisrael, I set aside some of my value for a mitzvah. So ordinarily, I set aside just what's necessary for the mitzvah. But over here, because of Persume Nisa, he sets it aside in a wholesale fashion, like with a broad hand. Like, how much oil? Take whatever you want. So since he does it that way, it has Kedusha. Even if it's not used on this one, it's a different Kedusha. In other words, by Persume Nisa, he's not stingy. Because he's so excited about the mitzvah that if you ask him, where's your oil? All of it. Whatever you need. So that's a haktzah. He has a different type of tradition. That the gavra's magdish menachosov with tzorach mitzvah. So ordinarily he's only magdish that which he needs. But over here, because it's so special, he's magdish in a wholesale fashion. Take it all. So that's why even after his Mara Mitzvah, the Shemen has Kedusha. It's Hutsuma Mitzvah. It's a different concept of, you see, the Ritva learns that the only concept is Bizu Mitzvah. So then it doesn't make any sense. Because after the Mitzvah, there's no Bizu Mitzvah. It's a halacha of Kavod, Derech Kavod, Bizmana Mitzvah. But according to the Shiltas, it's a different Kedusha. It's not the mitzvah that's Mekadosh. It's the Gavra that's Mekadosh. By the fact that he takes part of his Nechasim and designates them in Hashem Mitzvah. That gives it Kedusha. So therefore it says, by Pirsum Meinisa, which is such a lovable mitzvah, so he's very generous in his manner of designation. He gives it a wholesale designation. So whatever there is has condition. That's what I think the Shiltas is saying. The Ramban has a funny pshat. Do you have a chiddush, Ramban?
Yeah, and Shabbos Tavach and Beis.
Yeah. He doesn't hold like the Shiltas, because there is both a Talmud or a Ramban. And he doesn't hold like that. But he does try to justify the Shiltas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Aval haka daika haya sheyichle kol shemen shebener. His das was that all the shemen in the nair would be consumed. The less hilchas akib shemen. Amar adam mitzape imasat tech benero. The lach is not like of shemen. A person says, sits and waits, and he figures eventually it's going to go out and hopes it goes going to go out. Rather we say, no, he gives up and he assumes the whole thing's going to be burnt. Toka, mikivan shehu nasno, yiksahu sheyichle b'mitzvah. Since he gave it and he was not separate, set aside that it should be consumed in the mitzvah. Nasa l'olam kimi shegisha l'shamayim.
But that's 12.
The lo dami l'ner shal Shabbos. The kuli alman mutilach ar Shabbos. De'ahu afilu b'shas mitzvah so mishtamish bo. Shalakach ba mitchiloso hilkach in yisra hana'a chalolav.
Yeah, that he's saying like the round. But it's a plea what he says, that since it's burned, since it's a mitzvah that you burn it, that it's like an ola. It's like in Magdash it was your mind, because the mitzvah happens to be in the air. I don't understand what he's saying. Maybe you guys think about it. I can't figure it out. Isn't it difficult? Like he's introducing a different idea. That since the mitzvah is to consume it, so it's like he wants it all to be consumed with Shemayim. It means that it's a property of this mitzvah that you consume. That's an accident.
Well, what's the whole halacha, Rabbi? Maybe he's, what's the definition of why something should be asur if it's hurts the mitzvah? So.
Yes. So the Rashba, the Ramban doesn't hold like the Shulchan.
No, he rejects it, right?
He rejects it, but he, right. The concept is avuhun the chuludam, that is bizu mitzvah, or it's hooks to the covered mitzvah.
Right. So if you say bizu mitzvah, then that's the Ramban, the Ridva, you know, that's the other side. It's just bizu mitzvah. Once the mitzvah's over, and there's no bizu mitzvah.
That's right.
But if you say Hutzal Mitzvasa is a different idea, that once in your das, you set something aside for mitzvah, it becomes also for your own personal usages. So then this guy really set aside all the shemen for this mitzvah. Even though only part of it is going to be technically fulfilling the mitzvah, all that shemen is basically going to be a casualty of the mitzvah, and none of it's going to be for his own personal usages. It's like he said it. It's like a type of hekdesh. It's just not. It's not for the mikdash. It's l'shem mitzvah. But that itself creates an isur hana.
This just sounds very different. And where does he get it from?
I guess the probably the Atzei Sukkah is the Gzeir Sakasif. No. Did you learn it from Asi Sukkah, or you learned it from Kisei Adam? I don't know.
Well, the Gemara says, Avuon de Chuludam. I mean, it's like a new type of thing. That if I have a mitzvah, and since I'm going to burn up all the shemen, so it's like I'm Magdish L'Shemayim. I mean, if I make tzitzis, I'm Magdish L'Shemayim. Like, where does he find this new type of kedusha?
Really, is it possible that since the purpose of the mitzvah is parsumi nisa, that it's different than hukshul mitzvah, so for other mitzvahs? So the other mitzvahs don't, the central part of other mitzvahs are not?
Well, that's what the Taisa says. So that we explained, but that's not what the Ramban is saying. Yeah, I find the Ramban difficult. That ordinary mitzvahs are treated differently, but a mitzvah that has sreifa is like a different type of ballgame, and it's like in Magdish L'Shamayim. Mashiach came by Shar Mitzvahs. I mean, where do you see such a thing? I mean, the Taisus I can understand that there's a separate Kedushas Yisrael that you set aside from Minachasim, but Tzorchei Mitzvah. But that's not like going wild. He yells like a carbonola or something. I don't know. I mean, there's a Ramban in the Mohammeds also. So maybe take a look at that. Okay, Abbas, I think we'll stop here.
Okay. Do you want to do Ramban and Mohammed next time, maybe, or?
Yeah, let's see. Maybe, yeah. It's a good idea.
Okay. Thank you, Abby.
Okay, no problem.